Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. The word procedure, when someone says proceedings or procedure, the mind is already activated to imagine a series of actions. Somebody says something, somebody responds, and so forth. Determinations or decisions are made, agreements, etc., etc. In other words, it's a series of actions. The question then became, if a court discovers that it cannot compose itself as a matter of law, then, as you pointed out, the only so-called procedure available to it is the administrative acknowledgement to, in other words, perform an administrative obligation to announce that it lacks jurisdiction and therefore must dismiss.
Well,
right? Well, that's one thing.
Right.
But so here's the point. That's not a procedure. That's an act.
It's not an act of a court.
No, but here's the thing. Because the word procedure implies a chain of events.
An affirmative series.
Right. Going forward. So a procedure would be something that would augment previous history and in preparation for the next step. It's procedural.
Correct.
Meaning a sequence of events. In this case where a court cannot compose itself as a matter of law, it must perform an administrative obligatory act to announce that incapacity and therefore to dismiss. Right. That's not a procedure. It's an administrative act.
Well, it's a ruling on the question. The initial question confronting any court is whether or not it has the authority to rule on the matter before it.
In other words, it cannot proceed.
That's correct. And therefore, it must dismiss for want of jurisdiction. Now, let's take that home. You've got Judge Horwitz who inherited this mess from his predecessor. But then he can obviously see that there's a problem with it. However, it should have been dismissed at the onset, but it wasn't. And now he's got this quagmire. So we have, and it's odd because for some reason here it is. It's the canons of judicial conduct. Compliance with the law, promoting competence in the judiciary, avoiding abuse of the privilege of judicial, but the first obligation of the court is substantial justice. Substantial justice. Horwitz couldn't just dismiss this in the condition it was in and still meet his obligation to provide substantial justice. So being a skilled and experienced litigator, he walked them into the rope that they had to hang themselves with, and they clearly, in holding the line, they hung themselves. So he met his obligation both to dismiss for want of jurisdiction by sending it to the Court of Appeals in a condition where it couldn't possibly do anything but expose these corrupt attorneys, because there was never any authority, and they have admitted in their second request for an extension of time to file their answer to our appeal that they're all working in harmony, that they have a shared interest. Well, that means there's no controversy between the original plaintiff and the original defendants. There's clearly no jurisdiction but for them to involve themselves in an appeal that's strictly on jurisdiction, other than the fact that they have to argue jurisdiction and they can't. So what are they going to do? By supplementing a record with what?
Well, what we see too, though, is that over time, we could see two things happening. Number one was a continual effort to muddy the waters and obfuscate, and the other is a gradual erosion. So that as the ice melted, we began to see what was actually there.
Yeah, and it was quite a struggle to get my thumb on all of this, because they were very crafty. I mean, that's the problem with clever people. They're not necessarily that smart. But in being clever, they're able to, as you say, obfuscate. And what were we talking about here? We're talking about the oil. Grift works best with oil. Obfuscate, infiltrate, and liquidate. And what does this flow from? It flows from the equivalency, exchange, displacement, and dispossession theory. That this is how, this is the procedure, but this is how it's implemented.
This is a methodology.
And that's how it's implemented.
These are the techniques.
Yeah.
the artifice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that we have a very, very good case here. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have anybody else's shoes on my feet because I know in my mind I've worn each one of them.